From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The Missouri Senate is discussing two sticking points on the higher education budget. The first, a provision that is intended to allow undocumented immigrant students in the DACA program to receive in-state tuition, whereas in the prior years, they've been paying international tuition fees. Senators also discussed and then agreed upon the $10 million appropriated for a fast-track workforce incentive grant fund. Senator Caleb Rowden, the majority floor leader, advocated for fast-track and its ability to bolster the economy.
From our perspective, on our side of the aisle, to make the economy hum, i.e., you know, tax reform and regulatory reform, et cetera, all of that only goes so far as the ability for the folks that exist to fill the jobs that you've created.
The deadline to pass the budget is this Friday. New research finds many Missouri jail officers are experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. Shayla Farzan has more on this research.
Tanya Harry began her career as a correctional officer at the Medium Security Institution in St. Louis, also known as the Workhouse, when she was in her mid-20s. A year later, an inmate died by suicide during her shift.
I had to compose myself, although I was freaked out, and then called for my supervisor. So once I got out there, I kind of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That was one of the most traumatic things I had ever experienced.
More than half of jail officers surveyed in Missouri showed symptoms of PTSD, according to a study from St. Louis University. Officers who described feelings of burnout were also much more likely to have PTSD symptoms. The researchers say preventing and treating trauma among jail officers can help them better serve inmates. I'm Shayla Farzan.
A spokesman of Governor Mike Parsons says his office will continue blocking certain contact information from public record requests. Spokesman Steele Shippey spoke out following complaints from Auditor Nicole Galloway. The complaints come after the governor's response to public record requests from the Kansas City Star and others. Parsons' office says the First Amendment protects the redaction of contact information of private citizens who reached out to the governor. According to the Kansas City Star, Galloway asked the state attorney general to weigh in on whether Parsons' redactions broke the law. Parsons' office says constituents would be hesitant to contact elected officials if their information could become public. Missouri House and Senate budget negotiators have reached a deal on how to pay for bridge repairs across the state. Samuel King has more.
The chambers have been split over how to come up with $350 million to fund infrastructure improvements. The deal is mostly what the Senate wanted, spending $50 million this year and borrowing $300 million over the next several years. Republican Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield and others say they support the plan, even though it's a short-term fix.
I think we need to do our jobs, quite frankly, in this General Assembly, and we need to look at a real long-term solution.
Governor Mike Parson wanted to borrow $350 million, but has said he understands the need for compromise. Lawmakers have until Friday to finalize the state budget. I'm Samuel King.
And I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.